Hi, boys and girls. How are you today? Oh, wow, this week has gone by in a hurry, hasn't it? And it's time again for the Children's Bible Club. Pull up a good chair and get your ear tuned to the radio. We may not be able to see each other, but we can be together in our hearts. You and Aunt Carolyn and all the kids in the choir. Also, I have a good Bible question for you today. I wonder if you'll be able to find the answer. Get a pencil and paper ready so you can jot it down after our first song. Now, put on a smile, clear your throat, and sing your heart out with the children's choir. Here we go. Most kids love to read, and I surely hope you do. The world is full of books, but the best one of all is the one God wrote, the Bible. The Bible's full of so many interesting characters and events, it would take a lifetime of study, and we still wouldn't know it all. But if you read and study a little every day, you can learn more and more. One good way of studying God's Word is by looking up answers to questions and reading the verses around the answer so you get the whole story. Okay? As I told you, I have a good question for you today. Get your paper and pencil ready so you can jot down the question and also the address to send it. Ready? Here goes. God created all the animals. Little ones, big ones, slow ones, fast ones, God made them all. God describes one animal he created as strong, terrible, and fearless. What animal is it? Look in Job 39:19. What animal did God describe as strong, terrible, and fearless? Job 39:19. Oh, what a magnificent beast. Read all about him in verses 19 through 25, and then send your answer to me at the Children's Bible Club. Our address is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Get your answer off today. And say, would you mark your letter number 214? That'll help me a lot. Number 214. And now, here's the choir before story time.
His fragrance reaches.
Moses sent out the call, "Bring your offering for the Lord. If you're willing, bring your gold, silver, brass, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins, wood, oil, and precious stones for God's service." Why did Moses need all that? Oh, the Israelites were about to begin the gigantic job of building the tabernacle, the tent dwelling for God in their midst. The people willingly brought all the supplies and offered them to the Lord. Then, as Moses directed with 2 talented men whom he appointed, they gave their time and talents and strength to do the work. Women wove fine linen and spun goat hair into heavy cloth. Men did cunning work in silver and gold and wood. They tanned animal skins for the roof and built fine furniture for the inside. They sewed special garments for Aaron and the other priests. Yes, there was a job for everyone. It took almost a year, but when the last detail was finished, they set up the tabernacle according to God's blueprints. What a wonderful day, and what a joy it was when God put His stamp of approval on their work. God's great cloud came down and hovered above, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. Everyone could see that God was with them. When the cloud moved, they packed up the tabernacle by God's orders and moved. When the cloud stopped, they stopped and set up the tabernacle for worship. They camped there until the cloud moved again, and God led His people in such a special way no other people would ever know. And their camp was no disorganized jumble. The tabernacle stood in the center, and every tribe had an assigned place related to it. Each tribe had its own flag. At the signal to move, the flag bearer stepped out in front, and the tribe marched in order behind it. There was no chaos or confusion. At the trumpet sound, the first tribe moved out, and so on until the tabernacle and all the tribes were on their way. Hey, it was a massive operation to move over 600,000 men and their goods, plus women and children and youth under 20 years old, and all the tribe of Levi. The men over 20 were drafted for the army, except for the Levites, who were deferred to serve in the tabernacle. What a thrilling sight it was to see a whole nation moving like a giant army. Oh, the journey was difficult. Little children got tired, and animals got hot and thirsty, and grown-ups grew weary caring for their families. There were no walkie-talkies or two-way radios either, but God gave His own communication system. He had them mold beautiful silver trumpets and gave this code. One trumpet blast meant the first tribe was to move out. At the second blast, the next tribe moved, and so on until they were all on their way. A soft, long trumpet sound was to call to worship. A loud alarm blew when it was time to go to war. God never forgets anything. And this journey was no fun and games. No, living on the road was hard. There were no motels or hotels or Good Sam's campgrounds. Traveling was difficult. The people got tired, and in spite of all God's blessings, some still didn't trust God, and they began to gripe and complain. "We're tired of this manna," the wonderful food God had given them. They chanted, "We want meat! We want meat! We want meat!" Oh, they had onions and leeks and cucumbers and garlic in Egypt. But they were sick of manna and worked themselves into a frenzy. "Give us meat! We want meat!" Moses got so angry and discouraged to hear them griping that he cried out to the Lord, "Am I the father of these children? Do I have to carry them around like babies? They gripe and cry for meat. Where could I get enough meat for these rebels? I had enough of these people. Oh, Lord, this load's too heavy for me. If this is my lot in life, just kill me and get me out of my misery. Oh, Moses, think, what are you saying? But God heard his prayer and called forward 70 men to stand before him in the tabernacle. Then God put a portion of the Spirit that was on Moses on each of the men to be his helpers. But God was not pleased. He said, "The people want meat? I'll give them meat. I'll give them so much that it'll make them sick. It'll be coming out of their noses." Yeah, what an awful sight. If the people thought that that was just an empty threat, they were wrong. Because with a strong wind, the Lord blew in hordes of quail, small birds that were good to eat. They flew in so low, the people could easily reach them. They caught quail all one night and two whole days. They cleaned and spread them out in the desert sun to dry. The people had more meat than they could handle, but they didn't thank God or repent of their griping. They just gobbled meat as fast as they could. But while it was still in their teeth, God in wrath sent a terrible plague. Many people died and were buried right out there in the desert because of their unbelief. No, God did not and will not put up with sin. Selfishness, griping, and disobedience come from a proud, self-centered heart. God has no place in that kind of heart. The wages of sin is death. But the glorious ending of that verse is, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Oh, if you'll repent of your sin and selfishness and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you everlasting life and a grateful heart to love and trust him. And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.